listener production. Musk loses $100 billion in a year. Police probe conspiracies tip off. South Australia prepares for Murray flood. And Archie Roach given posthumous apology. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Friday, December 16. Number 1. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has warned gas companies against talking down their sector after his government passed legislation to cap fossil fuel prices and fund consumer rebates. The legislation caps gas prices at $12 a kilojoule for a year, coal prices at $125 a tonne in New South Wales and Queensland, and provides $1.5 billion in federal bill relief. It also changes the gas market code to introduce a renewable price framework and formal dispute resolution process. The Greens backed the bill, which did not contain any provisions they opposed about compensation to coal producers, and the minor party secured a promise for an electrification package for low-income households. The coalition refused to support the bill, with opposition leader Peter Dutton declaring it a, quote, catastrophic energy policy that was sowing the seeds for future price increases by creating uncertainty in the market. Number 2. Elon Musk's net worth has fallen below that of France's Bernard Arnault, chairman and CEO of luxury goods maker LVMH. His wealth has dropped more than $100 billion this year, more than the GDP of Bulgaria, Croatia, Iceland, and Uruguay. Musk this week sold about $3.6 billion in Tesla shares, despite declaring earlier this year that he had no further plans to sell shares. It comes as he takes legal action against the holder of a Twitter account that tracks his private jet and suspends the user a month after declaring he would allow it to keep running. Number 3. Police are investigating whether the trio who killed two police officers and a neighbour deliberately lured their victims to their remote Queensland property. Investigators are looking into whether Gareth, Nathaniel and Stacey Train called police with a tip-off that Nathaniel, who had been reported missing, was at the property in Wyambala. The Trains were already dressed in camouflage gear and were heavily armed when police arrived. They are reported to have created, quote, kill zones and rigged up motion sensors to alert them to anyone coming near their land. Number 4. Riverland regions of South Australia are facing their worst flooding in 70 years. As vast quantities of water from rain-hit New South Wales surges the Murray. The South Australian government expects the Murray flood emergency to be the worst since 1956, with more than 1,100 properties already inundated. Despite this, some 4,000 properties are expected to go under by the end of the month, with the SA government in talks with the Commonwealth about securing ADF support and swift water rescue teams. And number 5. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has formally apologised to Indigenous songman Archie Roach at his state memorial service in Melbourne. Thousands gathered at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl to farewell the storyteller, singer, songwriter and campaigner who died in July. Speaking at the event, Andrew issued a profound apology on behalf of the government for Roach's forced removal from his family at the age of 2. The torture, the unspeakable hurts, and the intergenerational trauma that you and your family continue to carry and experience due to your removal. I am sorry. We are sorry, Andrew said. Auntie Myrtle Roach, the older sister of Archie, accepted the apology on behalf of her brother. This apology is for my mum and dad. They are all gone now. I am the last one. You are free now, Archie. Fly high, she said. And that was our final episode of Post for the year on December 6, 2022. You can head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Thank you for listening to us and recommending us to your family and friends. Have a safe holiday season and have a great day. All the best.